Good morning. Please join me in reverence. May all beings be happy and well. May no harm or difficulty come to them. May we live in peace and harmony. Namo Amida Butsu. I always have mixed feelings about preparing and presenting a talk on the White Way. Trying to choose a topic or topics that are relevant is quite a task. This time, I try to choose topics that are like seeds that become planted in your hearts and minds, but more importantly, perhaps, in the non-rational part of our being. It's the part of our being that is truly silent and settled. It's the part of our being from which we feel joy and happiness. It's the part of our being for which we feel the pain of our suffering and the pain of the suffering of others. I'm aware that Hawaii Kyōrang as an institution has engaged in social issues and that individual Sangha members personally contribute to relieving suffering in our community. However, we observe a general reluctance within our Sangha to fully engage in important topics, issues, as a means of demonstrating our religious teachings and values, such as interdependence, mindfulness, harmony, peace, and compassionate wisdom. Nevertheless, in recent years, we have significantly contributed to our community in the following ways. Hawaii Kyōrang makes donations for disaster relief and social agencies as expression of our compassion. For nearly 25 years, Project Dana has provided care to our fragile and elderly. Our junior YBA members initiated the resolution in our state legislature for the designation of September 21st as Peace Day. Hawaii Kyōrang supported state legislation for civil union and marriage equality. The Honolulu District Temples, Hawaii Betsuing, Jikoeng, Kailua, and Moi'ili'ili, participate in providing homeless families two meals a day and a safe place to sleep through Family Promise of Hawaii. We engage in this offering once a quarter throughout the year. In fact, we are now engaged with Family Promise this week at Jikoeng. In my personal opinion, there seems to be important social issues that we avoid addressing. I observe that within our Jodo Shinshu Sangha, we feel that we are immune from the suffering related to bullying, domestic violence, elder abuse, and suicide. I'm pleased to announce that the members of the Honolulu District Social Concerns Committee will plan and offer educational and awareness events on these topics in the coming year. These events will offer information about each topic. These presentations and dialogue sessions will define the issue or problem to establish awareness, offer recommended actions and resources to help people in need, furnish Buddhist and Jodo Shinshu perspectives about the issue or the problem. For example, as related to suicide, we will definitely address the following questions. How prevalent is suicide in our community? What behaviors may signal or lead to suicide? Who suffers when a person takes their own life? What resources in our community are available to help? Perhaps, what would Shinran Shonin say about suicide? In addition to these topics, the Hawaii Kyōrang Social Concerns Committee will be planning a dialogue about the death penalty in the United States. Our ministers and Buddhist Churches of America ministers are holding dialogues on this issue in an attempt to determine an institutional position. Now I will absolutely switch to another topic that is important to me. In our local lifestyle, we seem to treasure the experience of talk story. Talk story is not just an exchange of information. It is truly the way we teach and learn about the lives of people and pass on our culture. The practice of talk story should start in our families. I suggest that all parents and grandparents make a resolution to tell your children and grandchildren your family stories. If possible, tell the stories of our immigrant beginnings. What was life like when you were growing up? What kind of work did your great-grandparents and grandparents do? Perhaps what happened to family members during World War II? How did mom and dad meet? Tell the stories about family events and or traditions that define or make your family unique. Create a family history. It could be real or fictional. Tell these stories with honesty, loving kindness, and gratitude. At Hawaii Vets Wing, we offer talk story events as an opportunity for people to listen to the Dharma, usually for our spring and autumn Higang observances. Special Dharma teachers are invited to participate in Dharma dialogues. For Hawaii Vets Wing's Autumn Higang, the Reverend Will Masuda will be leading a talk story session on Jodo Shinshu Perspectives on Peace. This session will be held on September 20th from 8:30 to noon. Please contact the Vets Wing office for registration information should you be interested. Talk story may be considered a life practice, creating a family history and defining the uniqueness of your family. Similarly, family members may talk story about the Dharma, its impact on our lives, sharing expressions of gratitude for universal wisdom and compassion, never to be abandoned. Here's an example of stories from my family. My Nisei parents both worked. My mom was a school teacher and essentially ran the family's household. At our daily family dinner, my father would show his appreciation to my mother's cooking by saying, "Mama is a good cook." "Mama is a good cook." These words of appreciation became a family tradition. My dad, brother, and I would compete to be the first to say, "Mama is a good cook." And truly, my mother was a good cook. Another family story concerns my paternal grandparents. They ran a coffee farm and small general store next to Manago Hotel in Captain Cook Kona. It seemed important to my grandfather to wear clothes appropriate to his activity. Therefore, he wore certain clothes when he was working in the store, and he would have to change his clothes to work in the garden and care for the chickens, and specific clothes to harvest coffee. On certain occasions, family friends from far away would come to visit my grandparents, in this case, unannounced. To be a good host, my grandmother would quickly decide to prepare a meal. In this incident, she would cook chicken heka. From previous experiences, she knew that if she asked my grandfather to kill the chicken for the meal, it would take a long time, so she did it herself, because my grandfather would have to change his clothes. So she killed the chicken and prepared the meal for the guests. This short story shows that my grandfather was deliberate and methodical, while my grandmother was quick, dynamic, and energetic. And telling this story is not to make any kind of judgment, good or bad, but we now know that they were obviously different people with different personalities. So please tell your family stories. In the process, we may reveal some true treasures and discover how through 3 or 5 generations, how family members are alike and different. These stories weave a tapestry that can define who we are. In conclusion, please help develop a willing attitude to engage in social issues that demonstrate Jodo Shinshu teachings and values, and make a commitment to tell your family stories in talk story fashion. It is a meaningful practice. Please join me in reverence. May all beings be happy and well. May no harm or difficulty come to them. May we live in peace and harmony. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much. Good morning. Please join me in reverence. May all beings be happy and well. May no harm or difficulty come to them. May we live in peace.